Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Latin Babbler Show. I am your host, the Latin Babbler, and welcome to our 50th episode celebration. And we are excited to have had the privilege of being in your ear this long. It's almost been a full year of Latin Babbler episodes, and we wanted to dedicate this episode to take a look back at some of the highlights and some of the funny moments that we've had with the team. And talking about the team, let me welcome them in, the best co-host any man can ask for. Tigera, what's up?
Oh my God, voy a llorar. I feel so special. Thank you, everybody.
Estamos celebrando. Estamos celebrando, Miss Rocky. ¿Cómo tú estás?
Aquí, yo estoy aquí bien. Qué hola, qué bolón.
Estamos toditos, Bojique y tú.
Ay, 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 hombre. Qué cosa más rica. I'm enjoying this.
We're basically gonna have a bunch of aunts and uncles and grandmas being like, why are you making fun of us?
Hey.
The truth. Hey. That's how they talk.
The new generation.
They're not in tune with that soft side, except for like, you know, when they were crying about it, but other than that, not the way we do it. We get all dramatic about it. Novela style. So we had some great moments as a team, and obviously we're not going to be able to fit them all in one episode because we'd be going through 49 episodes of content, but we did pick out a few that we thought stuck out. And now for those who don't know, we do our own editing. Our team is in-house. Everybody's still doing COVID. Most of the people, we're recording remotely. So Tigera's in Miami and you have Bojica's in Central Florida. I think you're in Broward, right? Or you still know you're in Hialeah, right, Ms. Rocky?
Hialeah.
A donde llueve todos los días.
Ratchetería estamos.
So, not only do we record from all, you know, basically, you know, coast to coast, but we also do our own editing, our own production, our own imaging. So all the artwork that you see on all the social media, that's done in-house. We have a great person who does the social media. And we also do all the editing here, and that's done by me. So I'm just going to give myself a pat on the shoulder on that. But in case you didn't know, just like every other podcast, some of our stuff will sound very low quality because of the fact that when we first started, we had absolutely no idea what we were doing. Everybody here is a family of pretty much a family. So we're all related. And pretty much Raquel is related with us as well. Ms. Rocky is related with us. So.
Hey. Cousin, by injection. The cousin.
By injection.
Right. No, 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 no.
Hey, hold on. With injection.
By injection.
So sorry.
So, oh, man, we got to find out now. Oh, Lordy.
Hey, you never know. Hey, it's what, hey. Is it, what do they call that? 6 degrees of separation or something?
Yes.
Only place I can be thinking about is the Latino babbler.
Latino. Oh,
we are not going to bring that to count.
Yep. Somebody went to California not too long ago.
Oh.
It can't be a Bojica.
You know, Kevin Baker has a 7 degrees to what is it that he has?
Kevin Baker? Who's that?
Yeah, Kevin. Oh, what? Oh my God!
Kevin Bacon. Yeah,
I just aged myself. But he has
bacon.
Yeah, but he has a 7 degrees of something or the other. Here, let me look that up.
We are not going to look that up, my friend.
Oh no, not right now.
We ain't got all day. So another thing that you didn't know is Bojica is the one that probably takes up the most time because he has to get all like informational about us.
Intellectual.
Yes, Bojica, yes.
But let's take some time. Look, it's honestly, we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight. So let's take some time to look at some of the funniest moments that we've had since creating the podcast. And I think one day we decided, you know what? Let's make an intro for this because the NBA season was going on. It was a really tough year with COVID. And we were like, you know what? Let's make a cool intro. So this is what this intro sounded like.
I'm about
Ladies
to pass
and gentlemen,
out.
Joining us live or sitting half naked on your living room devices at home worldwide. Get ready for an exceptional primetime entertainment experience as we get ready for another episode of The Latin Babbler Show.
I just did a crossover to that.
Introducing our main host from Agora Hills, a Latino that eats more than most, at 6 feet standing tall and the size of a wall, the Latin Babbler. At 5'4", from Miami, Florida, dancing at restaurants while drinking wine and bathing from a skyrise patio, our celebrity tea queen, Maite La Tigra.
Wow, it's a long time.
That's a three-pointer.
At 5'4", from Miami, Florida, the woman whose dominoes takes 5 years to deliver from across the street, sharing social life and dating life, Miss Absolutely Herself, Miss Rocky! And last on the mic, at 5'9", from Central Florida, launching conspiracies and funny dimes, the toe-licking, hair-leg-loving Dominican himself,
Did I tell you about that one time with the girl in the Harmony armpits?
Yes, you did.
That was crazy. So, and if you didn't know, that's my voice doing the announcement because I changed the audio and worked with the pitches. It was one of our favorite intros.
Awesome.
We only used it once because obviously it was really long. So using that every day, even for football, wouldn't have worked.
But it was kind of fun.
So let's go back to like the beginning of time where we started on episode one and we had a segment where we decided to bring on an infomercial right in the middle of COVID. So I want you to listen to it and we can talk about it at all because it's funny as hell.
Wish you didn't need another roll of toilet paper? One doctor says you don't.
We're the only animal that needs toilet paper.
With toilet paper scarce and impossible to find, this New York Times best-selling author and pioneering heart surgeon has delighted thousands of people with his Better Bowel solution.
You took a piece of toilet paper, wiped, and there was nothing on it. This is how you're supposed to poop.
Yeah.
Standing up, I guess, standing up.
No, he had like some type of remedy or some like something that you ate or something that you drank, and apparently your poop would come out like clear.
Clear.
And he was saying that you won't ever need toilet paper again. Now, mind you, this was during COVID when toilet paper was missing. Everybody thought that toilet paper was the cure for COVID. So,
the Messiah.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. It was crazy. But yeah, it was just one of the little fun infomercials that we had. And then, you know, our host Matey, we have one of the best moments that we ever could possibly catch on video. My Tela Tigre that loves to turn around and be able to hit on some of the people on the show. So in this case, I believe it was episode 20 when we had the All City Artist, and she decides while we're in the middle of the interview to do this.
That's cool. Nice. I have a question for you. It's a little bit different from the other questions. If I order one of the t-shirts, can I get the model with it? The one that's modeling the guy on the website.
Which t-shirt is it, and I'll answer it for you.
It's the one that says something about living. It's the same model. It's a young guy. He's really cute, you know, gay, high, you know. I can send you a picture, and you can let me know.
Mi amor, todo que tú quieres, okay?
And let me tell you, it's not going to cost you a lot of delivery fees because I live close to Wynwood and stuff, so it's going to cost a lot of shipping, you know.
No.
That's crazy. She even told him shipping is going to be low cost.
Yeah, I can send a courier to pick it up.
Yes.
That part.
It got lost in the mail. Never made it.
He never sent it.
No, I think it got lost with the pandemic and everything.
That was crazy. But that was honestly, it was hilarious. He was actually a good sport about it. It was really funny. And he was actually one of our best guests that we had on the show. He was just real down to earth. All right, let's talk about a segment that we had here for a while. We had reality TV that came in I believe it started like episode 10. We decided we were going to talk reality TV. And there was one episode, which I think is going to be unforgettable. It's going to be embedded in with us for the rest of our lives, where one of the gentlemen, Gavin, was sucking some girl's toe because he was so drunk he didn't know. And
good Lord have mercy.
Everybody everybody's like, oh my God, we got the clip of this. So we had this huge discussion as to whether it was a good idea, bad idea. But I think that the actual quote and the conversation part of the day went to Ms. Rocky and El Bojique.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I am. I'm with her. I'm not sucking someone's toe, but I would let them suck mine. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Girl. I won't suck a stranger's toe, but I'll suck a toe.
Only one? Or are you doing the whole foot?
Hey, listen. You start with the toe. From where it goes, nobody knows. All right, all right.
It was actually a fan favorite. I think we played it like over and over for like a week. That's he's hilarious. Like, we start with the toe. After
is that from Temptation Island?
I think it was Temptation Island.
You know what? I saw that episode not too long ago, and it just clicked. I'm like, oh my God.
It's hilarious.
You know what?
Absolutely that was nasty.
For nothing, it'd be crazy if they were to decide to use like that little clip to promote that episode.
What we did. What are you talking about? That was the
clip
we used.
No, but not us. Them. I mean them. Like, let's say they were to, because, 50 episodes, right? And we bought this. Let's say that at some point they were like, hey, and they're trying to promote that episode and they decide to play that clip.
You never know.
You feel me? Like, you never know. Where it goes, nobody knows.
There you go.
For real.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
All right. One of fan favorites is Ms. Rocky. Yes. She's absolutely, she's known for, what are you known for? Go ahead and say it, because you say it a lot.
Absolutely.
Ooh, that sounds sexy.
So, absolutely. In the beginning of the show, we spent a lot of time trying to tell Ms. Rocky, hey, you gotta be more animated, get involved,
spruce it.
Be a little bit louder, let your voice loose.
So,
while we were in the middle of COVID, Florida decided, you know what, we're going to start opening up stuff. And it was the first time that we saw
that
she was completely animated.
Out there.
And this was while she was out in a club. And she was out with a friend, Kelsey.
Yes, Kelsey. Arkansas.
You know we got the clip. You know we got the clip. So here we go.
That was awesome.
Any victims for Kiss and Dismiss?
No victims, darling. No victims. I don't bring the victims.
You guys
victims.
Not yet.
No. I don't bring victims to where I No.
All right. Everybody stop. I want to hear from your friends. Are they next to you?
They are. You want to talk to them?
Yeah. But they
have, yeah, your friends are sizzling.
Okay, hold on.
This is classic, by the way.
The Nebraska girl. Arkansas,
yeah, that one. All right,
Kelsey, say hello, Kelsey.
Hola,
chicas. Hey. So, Kelsey, you're being recorded
on
the
Latin Bowers
show.
Yeah, two and four. Hola, hola, hola. Yes,
señor. There we go.
Muy mal.
We speak English.
Está bueno.
You can speak
equality.
English.
It's
not
as
Spanish.
No.
I will get better.
I'm crying over here.
Equality. That's what I'm talking about.
That's so funny.
What up, Latin family?
That's my cousin, actually.
That is hilarious.
The music, though. That's what's up, Ms. Rocky.
Absolutely priceless. It was absolutely priceless.
Absolutely
and the music kept
priceless. Dropping
out, in and out, man. It's crazy.
It was great. Miss Kelsey, Miss Cotto, there you go, Arkansas, Miami. In the his out, the shiz out.
Yeah, Jay, she was actually a really good sport about it. So it was actually a lot of fun to see her react the way she did. She came on live.
It was hilarious.
All right, so back into Miss Rocky, because this one's actually hilarious. Oh, so she continued the trend of being very animated. And we decided to have episode, I believe it was the Brock episode. I think it was 27 or 26. And we were all talking about embarrassing moments. And Miss Rocky's embarrassing moment was when she was pregnant and she had a little mishap, but she couldn't control herself while she was telling the story. So here we go.
She can't even say it.
As soon as I pulled out my pants,
it was like,
ew!
Oh, she shattered.
It was an explosion.
She did a boob on number 3.
Nah, it's more like a number 4.
Oh my goodness.
And I go, oh my God. And I start yelling, oh my God. Oh my God.
And was, she pulled a bad grandpa.
Yes, and there's a bathroom attendant there.
And she's like, perfect.
And fancy schmancy. And she's like, Madame, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. And I'm trying to clean up. Imagine, it was bad.
Good Lord, she painted the walls.
Ms. Rocky's like, man, you had to pick that clip out of all the clips. You had to pick that clip.
But I'll say this, that is so very like normal. And I think that's what's awesome with things like that happening, like in life, like they're funny, they're hilarious in their life, their everyday thing. This is, you know.
Now, by the way, in that same episode, we had 3 crappers and a farter. So let's not forget that like 2 other people had crapped themselves and thought they farted. Correct. And then one person laid one right in the middle of the thing. So, you know, she wasn't alone. She wasn't alone in that episode. So that was actually quite hilarious. All right. Some of the things that we've done on this show were actually extremely experimental. So Bojica is a conspiracy theorist. If for anybody who doesn't know, you go check out his page.
Yes!
You go check out his. He loves conspiracies. Well, we've had some times where we put down information as to what we're going to sit there and talk about. And there was a time where Ed Bojica went on for like 10 minutes as he read this entire segment about Atari. Now, we are not going to play any of that because you will fall asleep. But there are some times where the man nailed it. So episode, I believe it was 2, was called TikToker. And Bojica was the first one in the conversations that was taking apart where he had brought to light that some people were saying that TikTok was actually a product that was being used by China to monitor the U.S. And everybody was like, oh, this is a myth. And it happened that I think through the Social Dilemma episode, Ed Bojica was right.
It came up. But hey, it also, the Atari deal, go to thelandbabbler.com. And I posted a video in the group that actually talked about, or is it like a 4-minute clip about how they unearthed the whole Atari deal. So yeah, look that up. Go to thelandbabbler.com.
Yeah, we had, what was it?
It?
Go ahead, because again, we're not playing those 10 minutes.
No, for 10 minutes, like 30 minutes. I was reading line for line. I
fell asleep for a minute there.
Yeah, and not just that, but he couldn't pronounce half the words. So it was
for real.
Just,
for real.
He was like, All right, the other segment that we had was one that was called Kiss or Dismissed. And it actually just started that. We started with Mingling Gone Left, which was supposed to be dates that went wrong. And we called it Kiss or Dismissed because we decided to change it to make sure that we gave an option to people where we were saying, okay, well, did this person stay with this person or did this person dismiss the person? So we're going to give you a little montage of some of the favorite Kiss or Dismiss that most of the fans like.
Then all of a sudden he starts telling me, well, you know, I've been interviewing a few girls and I'm thinking in my mind, interviewing girls. I'm like,
what?
And you know, it so happened that I got saved by Asma and she invited me to go walk her. So I told her, listen, let me call you back. I'm going to call you back. I'm going to go walk my dog. So then I call him back. He doesn't pick up. But the next day he texts me again, and he sends me a very formal text again. And I was like, what? So what do you guys think? Did I kiss this guy or dismiss this guy?
Oh, based on the interview, I don't know.
Okay, first of all, was the resume on point? That's my first question. Wait, did you have your name in bold letters with your number and the email? Was it in the right format?
I was just thinking, am I getting a second interview? You know how you get the second interview? Like, how much am I going to get? $1,000 a year?
Oh, he sent it to the vice president for the second interview, right?
Okay. Leo, you should have said text since... like they sent you for you go to a job interview.
He's like, I'm the guy with the red polo shirt. I'm like, all right, perfect. So I see a guy in a red polo shirt in a wheelchair. So I'm like, oh, that must be him, you know? So whatever we meet, I go up to him and definitely it's him. And he's like, yeah, I decided to get, you know, to come in the wheelchair because I didn't want to walk so far. And, you know, I don't want to like, you know, make me, you know, I'm still in a little bit of pain. So they had given me the wheelchair, you know, just in case. So I just decided to come. You don't mind, do you? I said, oh, no, definitely not. I'm like, I'm surprised you would actually come out. I mean, I told you we could have waited. Like, you just had surgery. I mean, I hit, you know, a disc in your hip. I mean, come on.
I can't.
So whatever, we hit it off. You know, talking, whatever.
In the wheelchair?
In the wheelchair. We'll go to the restaurant, you know, and he's in the wheelchair. As I'm noticing, I'm like, damn, he's pretty swift on this thing, you know? And I'm like, you know, like he's comfortable with it. Like, you know, yeah.
He's hot.
We're talking. Yeah. So we really didn't get much more into the whole surgery thing. So about a week goes by. But like I said, you know, like a nice guy. I told, you know, dialogue flowing, very smart, whatever. He ends up telling me where he works. And my woman intuition, your woman intuition is never wrong. So I said, you know what? I'm going to research this guy. And when I researched him, Google that. There it was. He was a paraplegic. Wow, he, you know, like he lied to me. Like he could have just, you know, like especially like, do they need to tell you something important like that or not?
Hell so, yeah.
I let him know. I'm like, hey, what's up? You're a paraplegic?
But let me ask you a question. You found out about it after the date or during the date?
After the date.
And now, mind you, we're not saying that that's a bad thing. We're just saying that it's a little important for you to kind of say whether you're Mario Andretti on a wheelchair.
Does it work? Does it work? Everything works?
No, you did not.
I don't know.
Mario Andretti.
So, did you ask? I would ask.
Listen, that has got to be someone's sensitive question.
Does it work?
Well, Higa, you got a story. What story you got?
So, I was introduced to this young lady, and I went to her house to see her, right? Well, things got a little spicy. And when you get down to it, she only had one tattoo. She had a prosthetic on.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah, she was flat on one side. Hey, but listen, we can put a survey on that, whether I kissed it or dissed her, but...
I think
because after that encounter,
I just asked you, what did you do?
I can't with her.
Let's run it for a poll.
Oh, now you want to run for a poll?
Who are you?
Listen,
I put it this way.
Listen, I'm a gentleman. I don't speak of those things, but you know they all need love. So.
We don't need the poll. We already know what happened.
He kissed her.
That's it.
He only need one. He only need one.
Two's better. Two's always better.
So this guy hits me up. We start talking on the chat. Of course, you start talking to people on the app first, and then you get to know each other, and then you exchange numbers. Fine. This one I talked to a little longer. So we talked and, you know, he had a child, whatever. And I'm like, oh, you know, that flag, this thing, things up. And I'm like, okay, you know, let me give this guy a shot. You know, he's not the type of guy that I talk to. So I started talking to him on the phone and whatever. And then we started like FaceTiming. He was doing barbecues and I was like, oh, talking to him. And I was doing my own thing. And then the next day comes and, you know, I'm working. And all of a sudden it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. Of course, you know, he knows my life. He knows what I'm about, what I do, what I don't do. And then all of a sudden he calls me and I'm like, yo, I'm working. And he goes like, no, yo, real quick, do you smoke?
I was like, what?
Just like that?
Yo, real quick.
I was like,
yo.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I go, why? He goes, I go, you know I don't smoke. And he goes, do you have a connect? I was like,
what? He was looking for your plug.
He was looking for the plug.
He's trying to get five on it.
Like, you know, whatever. So I was like, you know what? Can I, let me talk to you later.
She got a connect.
The plug! That show's hilarious.
He told me peace.
He's like, you don't got nothing? We gotta go.
You ain't going half on this, you ain't hitting this.
He was going crazy. He's like, yo, you got a hooker? I'm like, what? It's 9 o'clock in the morning, yo.
Hey, wake and bake. Wake and bake.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank God we didn't include the catfish guy. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. No, I couldn't. I couldn't include them all. We had so many.
We gotta go back to some of those.
Yo, and to be honest with you, look, it's difficult to record remotely. And we've had some real technical difficulties sometimes. And I think one of the biggest ones was when we were trying to do the Latinx Kid-Lit Book Festival. And I think we were supposed to have 9 people recording at the same exact time. And I think we spent, 15 to 20 minutes trying to get everybody to hear each other. And I think at one point we turned around and said, you know what? Let's just go with whoever can hear each other, whoever can't. And I think we just recorded it that way. And it still turned out great. But the other one was Brock. I think I feel bad for Brock.
Yes, I agree.
Speaking of which, I just got disconnected and came right back.
There you go.
Hey! See?
Right now as we spoke. She wasn't even here.
I was like, hello. Hello, everybody's gone.
I love it. This is reality TV.
That's it,
yo. That's what I was trying to say earlier. Live this is reality. Dale.
Let me say that in this case, the best one that we've had was honestly El Bojique with the strange sounds that was taking place in the back that he didn't know what it was.
Oh my God, at one point,
we were just laughing. Flipping. So here is what we call
this fight.
El Bojique balloon malfunction. You ready?
Oh, you guys here we go. Hand.
Yeah, you didn't think I was going to find it, Rick? Bojica, you got a Dominican story? You're about as Dominican as it comes. I mean, you look like every Dominican uncle I've ever seen.
You know how you mean over?
Actually, I'm listening to you guys, and it's like I'm trying to think of one.
What are you doing with that? You sound like you're playing with something made out of rubber.
It sounds like something else.
No. He sounds like he's making balloon animals.
Yes!
Was it your sandal? I don't remember.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Oh my God.
What is that saying?
That was hilarious. And I remember we were trying to this out. Date.
Yeah. It was a sandal. It was a shoe or something.
Guys, it was a sandal or something like that.
That was hilarious. I went into the bedroom. I went into the bathroom. I went to the living room. I went everywhere, and I was getting madder and madder and madder. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, dude, they're messing with you. Like, this is, and I remember having a conversation. It was like, oh, we're going to do some crazy stuff, and somebody's going to get really upset. And then I'm like, dude, they got you.
So this was fake? No.
It was awesome.
No. This wasn't us. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
I never went to clown school. I never played with balloons. I never did any of that. I mean, I could be a clown, but to play with balloons and slippers.
That was hilarious.
Like that, no. But it was hilarious. It was funny.
That was hilarious. And we were just, and honestly, that episode was hilarious because we honestly, you know, because parts of the show is reality. And we were getting frustrated because it would just not go away. And it was just squeaky and squeaky, squeaky.
And we kept saying it was a sandal, like him rushing the sandals together. He goes, no, not my sandal.
No, it's not sandal. I don't even think he was wearing sandals.
I don't know what the hell that was. Oh, my goodness.
It was hilarious. Well, as the show progressed, we decided to kind of change themes. And so what we were doing was getting together and talking. We decided, you know what? It's time to be a voice for the Latinx community. Let's start showcasing our voices to bringing in talent, bringing in, you know, different guests that represent our community. And we created something called the Artist Spotlight. Tonight we have an Artist Spotlight, but before we introduce her, we just want to look back at some of the best ones that we've had that a lot of people really enjoyed listening to. And so here is a little montage of our Artist Spotlights.
Why you stop? All the artists are really good. They were all good.
Yeah, they're actually really amazing. Dancing. And it was just an absolute like amazement to have them here with us, showcasing their talents, being able to share that, being able to produce something with them. A lot of them showed support for the program, and we just wanted to support them back and to show that love, because they, man, if you listen to those songs, they're amazing. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Pamela Rose mm-hmm. Rodriguez. That was amazing. Kimba Light. I mean, Christina Malakai, Finol, yeah. Millie Gibson, Y Black, who's a huge supporter of the show. Ooh. I mean, so it was just amazing to have them all share their music with us. But, I mean, we kind of did a little bit of our own, you know. I don't think some of us are, you know, proud of it, but we're still going to laugh it up and throw it up there. So, Ms. Rocky and I decided that we were going to try and recreate a song. And she's probably cringing, because all of you guys are going to cringe when you hear this.
I am.
And if you haven't seen the movie Eurovision, there is a song called Double Trouble. And it's amazing that we can turn around and actually try to reproduce, because it sounds horrible, by the way. So we're giving you fair warning. This was recorded at what seems like a toothpick. So here we go.
I can't.
I saw you, and then all of my nights turned morning.
Cringy.
You turned round, and I suddenly found my glory.
Sometimes I pinch myself, 'cause I don't know. Am I dreaming now? I wanna stop the clocks and hold you close, but I don't know how.
That sounded pretty good.
I'm in double trouble tonight. Hey, baby, when you talk to me, I know I'm in double.
I can't believe you sang that high.
Tonight. Show me your love. Give me your love. How can something so wrong feel so right? Straight from above, the whitest dove. I'm in double trouble tonight.
This is my favorite part.
Never felt this alive. Loving you's my 9 to 5.
Oh my
Loving
God.
Makes me feel like you do. Up is down, down is up. I don't really give a what. I just wanna break every rule.
Sometimes I pinch myself, 'cause I don't know. Oh. Am I dreaming now?
Are you dreaming?
I wanna
no.
stop the clocks and hold you close.
And hold you close.
But I
I can't. I'm dying here.
my hairs are up.
Right? Yeah, goosebumps.
Guys should do a record together.
Right? We're going platinum. We're going
yeah,
platinum.
Go for it.
I want an autograph. Yeah, yeah. I want an autograph.
Right now.
Like yesterday.
Double
trouble
tonight.
Jesus. There you go.
It
we
was
went
pretty
platinum.
Good.
Come on, you knew I was
Yay.
Gonna do it.
Yay.
I liked it. I really, really did.
Episode 20, man. That was the All City Artist, man. That was a good episode, but that was a lot of work, by the way. If you ever had to record remotely with a bunch of people who just don't have the equipment to do it, that was it.
Facts.
And it was a trial because we tried recording at the same time and we kept being 1 second off. So it was just so weird. But we also did it again. We decided to put the entire crew to work when we had the Brock episode. And Brock is the type of person who does voices. If you don't know who he is, he's featured in shows like South Park.
South Park?
Yeah, featured in South Park. He's got quite a few. I mean, he's a voiceover actor. But his biggest thing is impressions. So his biggest video was the one that he did on All Star, which got over 14 million views. And so we tried to at least recreate a little bit of that, and this is what we came up with.
Somebody once told me, see, that the world is gonna roll me, eh? I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
All the years start coming and you don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running.
So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets?
You never know if you don't go.
So echoey.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play Kirby.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
So that was our attempt.
Brock was actually shocked.
I'm sorry, hey, Brock, the weekend was my favorite. Sorry.
Yeah, he was actually really good. And everybody thought that he was actually the favorite. They all picked him out of all the voices that was on there. And ironically enough, I think like four of the voices was our producer Bree. So yeah. we just couldn't find enough voices for each one of us to do.
Sorry.
So there was like four
voices in there which were the same person, you just couldn't tell. So yes. kind of hilarious. So dig it out. You have this episode's artist spotlight. Hook us up.
Well, this person that we have for the spotlight this week is Alina Vasquez. I know her since she was a young kid, and I know she was always very talented. She is half Puerto Rican, half Cuban, independent R&B and pop singer, raised in Miami. She recently released her debut single, What Do You Want? She's also a graduate from New World School here of Arts in Florida. And then she moved to New York and followed her dreams for TV and music. She went to school for the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts. And her music can be listened on Spotify, on Apple Music, YouTube, Amazon Music, and Tidal. And this is What Do You Want?
I don't wanna.
What do you want?
I just wanna. I don't wanna. I just wanna.
What do you want from me?
What do you want?
'Cause you're making it hard for me. One day you're all on me.
One day you're on.
Then the next day won't talk to me.
What
do you want from me? On my hike, have it, boy, have all of me. Argue, I don't wanna fight. What do you want from me? On my hike, have it, boy, have all of me. Why you making it hard for me? I don't wanna keep beefing with you. I just wanna give my love to you. Don't wanna debate out. You look so good right now. Can we forget all of our issues, baby? Just
come to me.
All of me. Put it on me. I don't wanna argue, I don't wanna fight, but you're making it hard for me.
Making it hard.
So baby, just put it on me.
Baby,
look at what you're doing to me. Trying to wear my heart on my sleeve, but it ain't easy. It ain't easy. So I will take the blame. Stay the same. Oh, put it all on me. What do you want from me?
What do you want?
'Cause you're making it hard for me.
Ooh.
One day you're all on me.
One day you're all.
Then the next day won't talk to me.
Ooh.
What do you want from me?
Give it up.
Was nice, right? This girl's very talented.
Beautiful.
I mean,
beautiful.
She loves to sing. I always watch her on Instagram. Also, you can follow her on Instagram and Alina_Vasquez with 2 Z's _. And you can also look at her website, which is Alina Vasquez. But then in the website is SVasquez and then Z at the end .com. And you can check out all her music. And she has more stuff coming, so stay tuned.
Yes.
Oh, another thing, I'm going to be interviewing her as well, so stay tuned for that as well.
Oh, yeah. Follow that, guys. Everybody, get on it. Get into it. Yeah. Well, yep. Where he at?
For sure.
Where he at? During the process of recording the show, we started welcoming guests to David Tossel.
Come to the floor. Joe, dig up the door.
We can't hear you, Ralphie.
I don't know. I thought it was just me.
Oh, no. You know, I was muted.
Oh, hell no.
There
that was cool. No, hey.
You should leave it like that. You should leave it like that.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? That through the whole, like, us showing the clips and this and that or the other, or not showing the clips, but, like, playing the clips and whatever, like, you know me, right? I just have to chime in. I'm feeling the vibe and whatever, and I'm sharing and this.
We all do.
Yeah,
exactly. We all have.
Yeah, so it's like I'm spitting, like, hey, and then I'm thinking, well, shit, hold on, that's still the clip. I know, but that's what's beautiful about it. That's the whole thing.
You, like, can't tell if it was us or if it was the actual clip itself, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. Like,
I even sang the Evolution song, too. What the hell?
During the process of recording the show, we started welcoming guests. You know, so they can come in and share their thoughts on various topics. And we were really grateful to have a few that we had some fun with. Now, one of my favorites was actually Daniel Ferguson. And if you don't know who Daniel Ferguson is, he was actually on America's Got Talent. He was one of the contestants there. And his main repertoire is to be a voiceover actor. And he just does hilarious voiceover work and hilarious imitations. And so what I decided to do when he was on with us is I challenged him to a voice contest. And he went along like a champ. And here is that clip.
A little challenge. I thought it would be fun if we would have a Daniel versus Babbler on voices. Voice challenge. So I'm not an expert. You're the expert. But I'm going to try and do my best. So we're going to do four. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to name whichever one. You're going to go first, and then I'm going to try to do it. Kind of like, you know, when we do, in basketball, we're doing 21 around the world.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So ready?
Rock my world.
Let's do it.
Scooby-Doo.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. Is that a ghost? Rikes. Ree.
I don't even know how I'm gonna top that.
Go ahead, Babbler.
Here we go. Is your Shaggy?
Whoa!
That was good.
That wasn't bad.
That laugh was great.
Yeah, I tried. You know what? I tried that laugh like four times and failed at it all four. So it came out on the show. So I'm happy about that. All right, you ready? I'm gonna get a little bit more gangsta on these. All right, ready? Here we go.
Yeah, you say you're gonna be gangsta.
Elmer loves you.
I want to hear the gangster Elmo.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Ready? Here we go. I'm
going to show you what it looks like when someone is afraid.
Oh my god.
That's a good rasp.
What do you think? Anybody?
That was great.
I love it.
That was real good.
I thought you were going to go Tupac on him.
No. We're going to go Tupac on the next one. Ready? SpongeBob.
Oh gosh, I'm trying to think of a quote from SpongeBob.
Remember, licking doorknobs is illegal on other planets.
Oh my goodness, that's good.
Licking doorknobs.
Licking doorknobs.
I don't know why that was the quote.
I don't know. Hey, you know what? It was a good one, though. It got me. Yes.
It's good for the pandemic.
I'm going to nail you to the ground.
Wow. I would love to know the context.
At this point, he's catching on, by the way.
This is sounding like actual recordings. Like, it's very impressive. Very impressive.
Super impressive. I'm impressed here.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, didn't know Batman could do this.
Hey, I've been practicing this for a week. I was waiting for this man.
You know what, though? Daniel's also sounds like recordings. I was convinced. I've been convinced of him.
All right, Daniel, we got our last one. Ready?
Okay.
This one should be easy. At least I think. I'm a big fan of this character. So, Quagmire.
Oh, hmm.
You can't make two holes without a hole, am I right? Giggity, giggity, giggity. All right.
I haven't done that one much.
That was really good, though. Thanks. That was amazing, dude. That's crazy.
That was really good.
All right, I got to get ready for mine because mine's really tough. I'm even doing it in a different language. All right.
No puedo hablar contigo, giggity, cuando te pones así. Me voy a ver los toros, giggity, giggity, giggity.
That was good. Lander, I'm impressed. I want an autograph.
Love it.
I beat him, right?
That was Billy Gonzalez.
With all these recordings, I beat him. So that was actually one of my favorite moments, bro, on the show, because
was
he was
crazy.
Such a good sport about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was awesome. I loved him.
He clearly knew that he was going up against recordings after the Scooby-Doo.
And Lan Babbler has been practicing this since the early 80s, watching Saturday cartoons.
Yeah.
And I know this because I was with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Watching Saturday cartoons. Watching all these cartoons and him probably having these opportunities to, you know, make these voices. So it was awesome to hear you make these voices, Babbler. For real. Because it's like, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. We all know that some of those are recordings.
recordings. But like, I remember watching some of these cartoons with you and stuff like that. And they make such an impact in you just in general, right? Any kid or whatever.
Sure.
That you practice these. You're like, hey, you know, yeah. So
and that's what he said.
That was a cool episode.
He and Brock had the same exact, you know, understanding as to where they got that talent or what inspired them. And a lot of them come from those, hey, I was just watching TV and, you know, just kind of inspired to get there. We had quite a few of these guests that came on, and some of them were just really great with the information that they give. And we have a little bit of clip of all of them that we're going to play right now.
Listen, I got to tell you, you guys are phenomenal. You guys got going on. Let me tell you, I listen to a ton of podcasts. Joe Rogan's got nothing on you guys. Your vibe is phenomenal.
You know what that
I
is?
Just awesome. Basically wanted to do something that paid homage to what I grew up with. So I wanted to come up with making, you know, getting an artist community of people that are really cool mural artists. They could either be people that are successful or just starting up, it really didn't matter. And we gave them the opportunity to put together a clothing line that we actually fund. We put up all the money up front and then we split the profits on all the sales 50-50 with them. So basically it gives them an opportunity to take their artwork, put it on the canvas of clothing. And almost like when the trains ran around New York and you got to see all your stuff all over the place and it was a real high. Now with the internet, you can put it on garments and you get to see it all over the world. People get to see it and they get to really enjoy it and they get to buy it. And we give half the money to the artist. The other half comes to us.
Yes. Hello. All this talk of farts has really done its effect on me.
He came in blowing. So everybody who can relate, there we go. I think it was me, Hannah, Bree. Maybe decided to fart instead of shitting on herself. Brock, I'm really excited that you're here, man.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Thanks for having me.
You've been doing this for like a really long time.
The voiceover work. So I grew up watching a lot of TV, mostly cartoons, and it kind of rubbed off on me because I would just imitate, you know, what was on screen, and didn't really think much of it until I was, I think, a teenager. And my friends are like, oh, you're really good at that voice. And I wasn't really trying. I just didn't really think much of it until I hit puberty. I was like, oh, I'm actually really good at voices. I think the first one that I realized, or one of the first, I was watching Scooby-Doo. And I just blurted out, like, whoa, Scoob! And startled. I startled myself. I was like, what happened?
A lot of times people think of craftiness or art is like, oh, I need to learn this specific stitch. I need to learn how to paint a face. I need to learn how to read a pattern. It's so loose now. There's so much. Paint pouring is a huge trend right now. And it's like, all you do is pick out your favorite colors and you pour them on a canvas, and then you could like attach it to a spinner, or you could just hold it up and like drip it across and let it dry. And it, I mean, there's so many creative things. Come over to my house. Let's find out your crafty passion. I know it's in there.
But what do you say to those people
who say that promoting or celebrating a plus size person is kind of like promoting an unhealthy lifestyle.
That's a very ignorant statement that I've heard over and over and over again. And at the beginning, 28 years ago, I understand at the moment that it was part of the ignorance. But we are in 2021. People should evolve and think different. We don't look alike. There are many beauty types of as people out there.
The things that stop us are not the successes we have. It's not the supporting people and encouraging people. It's not the wins and all that. It's not our confidence. What stops us is the toxicity of people talking trash, discouraging you, not celebrating your wins, the letdowns, the disappointments, all that toxic stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can figure out a way, not just to remove that stuff, but like convert it into fuel, you don't just get back like by eliminating, just get back to where you were before the setback. You actually blast off past it into outer space, which is away from gravitational pull, which is all that toxicity. So that's what we're trying to do, man. And I'm doing it. I'm living it. I feel like I can accomplish anything. And I'm just, everybody that works with me gets this feeling, and we're on missions, dude.
That's amazing. Wow. I mean, we've had quite a few, man. And honestly, to be very honest with you, I mean, what has been your favorite part of what we've done in the last 49 episodes? I'll start with you, Tigra.
The favorite part?
Wow, yeah, what's your favorite moment?
My favorite moment?
Your favorite part, whatever you like.
I mean, I have fun with everything. Like, I have fun with the guests. I like asking them crazy questions and gossiping about the entertainment business. I love doing that. And I like, my favorite part really is asking the crazy questions.
And she does ask the crazy questions.
And asking the men to come back with a shirt. Mm-hmm.
No, we need to bring, speaking of that, we need to bring Bob back because we need to ask him where's my model.
Facts.
Bob was a lot of fun. Bob was the first clip. Yeah.
New year, I haven't gotten my model yet. What's going on?
Yep, 1,000%.
Ms. Rocky, what about you?
I just love how we come together collectively and just express what we feel, how we feel. You know, we're four different people from all, you know, you got, I mean, we're family, but at the same time, we all have different opinions. And we just come, you know, we come across with a lot of love, a lot of positivity, very opinionated, that's for sure. But at the end of the day, it's just all love, and we can just be who we are. And it's basically, for me, it's my escape. So I thank you for bringing me on this journey. And I can't wait to see what the future brings to us at the Latin Babble Show.
Ed Velique.
Facts. It's reality TV, man. I mean, reality radio podcast.
What's your favorite moment?
That.
You want to piggyback off of what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he just like caught up off guard, like, you know, we weren't.
No,
ready.
But that's what's beautiful about it, is that it's reality TV, is what I was saying, you know, earlier. It's just reality. And I think that's what we're trying to create here at the Latin Babbler, is that, you know, we want to share our opinions and everything else. And we're in, as individuals, it's like, you know, we have that opportunity to be able to, you know, share and say and our opinion and be ourselves. And, you know, it's that and the different segments and coming up with the creativity, being able to say, okay, we're going to do this, and then how we're going to figure these questions out, and how we're going to ask this, and how we're going to present that. And it's beautiful. I mean,
and we've actually done that. We've morphed pretty well. So from, you know, doing Kiss and Dismiss episodes and having celebrity, we've changed completely to where we're sitting there talking about things like the social dilemma, where we're talking about social media and the effects on society. And we, you know, with our episodes like Celebrating Latinx, where we're talking about, you know, the acceptance of even the word Latinx based on articles that we were reading. Even our last episode, our latest episode of Afro Latinx, was just a big hit. People could relate. Yeah. We were celebrating Black, you know, Black History Month. And in celebrating Black History Month, we decided to add, you know, our Afro Latinx community. And, you know, it is the voice that we are now trying to be for people to come. And we are the representation of what we're trying to, I guess, showcase, which is our culture. And our culture is amazing. And our culture stems through, I mean, it's global.
Right. Yeah.
So,
facts.
You know, I think that as we celebrate our 50th, I want to obviously thank everybody who puts this show together, especially my co-hosts, because my co-hosts are like the most amazing people on the planet. You can tell just by all those clips. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are being embarrassed even on this show, but they're complete game for it. Now, it's if I beautiful. See lawsuits coming afterwards, then you
beautiful,
know,
beautiful. No lawsuits. Know. Yeah. None of that.
All right,
you're
guys,
very welcome. So yay!
Nah, it's
so that is our
man.
Show. Thank you for joining us. You can follow us on all podcast platforms. Subscribe, share, Latin Babbler on social media.
50, baby.
50.
50. Yep. Hey, and for 50 more, let's go 50, 60 yeah. more. We can do this.
We're going to be around forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Forever. So, guys, thank you for joining us. Again, go to our website, www.latinbabbler.com. Join our Facebook community. All you have to do is search for Latin Babbler Show, and it will show up there. And reach us on all social medias at Latin Babbler Show. And once again, we are out.
We out, ya.
Woo!